It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. This is really your one-stop shop for really all things travel, because we love travel. Doesn't make any difference if it's talking about a great destination that we've been to or somewhere we're interested in going to, or even really helping our listeners really be better travelers in terms of giving them some tips and pointers on planning and budgeting and things like that. Right, Doc Bill?
That's right. Travel is a great place to learn yourself, to learn about yourself, and also to see more about the country and the places around you.
That's right. And I know you and I both love kind of hopping in the car. We do a lot of road trips. And road trips are another great way to really see those destinations that you want to go to.
It's my favorite way to travel is in a car.
And the reason why, because see, you've shared this before on the radio before, why you like the road trip so much.
I can pick my own food. I can pick my company. And I can enjoy the scenery along the way, and I can enjoy the comfort and the temperature of my vehicle. That's why I like driving my car.
And when you and I are traveling together, we do have a little back and forth over sort of that temperature, because you want it warmer. I'm always wanting it a little bit cooler in the car.
That's true.
And the music sometimes, too. Oh, you like to listen to books on tape, and I like to listen to music.
Yeah.
So sometimes we have that little back and forth. So I don't know how much full control you have in the car, but since that's your favorite, I'll let it be that you have control of the car. Is that a deal?
That's a deal.
Okay, that sounds great. But like we said, I mean, we like all kinds of travel, but one of the really unique things and special things for me about doing this travel show is really getting an opportunity to learn about cities and places that I think I already really know a lot about. And talking about you and I going back and forth and traveling so much in the car, we do a lot of traveling down to the coast of Georgia, because you were with the Seppalo Island Birdhouses and you manage those birdhouses, those luxury cottages down on Seppalo. So there's a lot of trips back and forth down there. And one of the cities that we like to stop in is Macon, because Macon's right on 75. Right before we get on I-16, before we get on 16. And it's a great stopping point for us, because that's 2 hours into the drive. We can stop and sort of get that coffee, you know, refuel the car. But we're kind of missing the whole Macon scene when we do that.
Well, we do, and the time we get in is kind of late, so there's a lot of Macon we don't know. It's that place that we think of as halfway, but it's actually not halfway. It's like a third of the way.
Yeah, it's a third of the way, and as we pass going down, like you said, it's usually night. All so right. You can see all those lights over there, and it's like, well, what's going on over there with all those pretty lights and everything going on over there? So I thought, why not go down and see? And I had the great opportunity of going down to Macon about 2 weeks ago and meeting with Valerie Bradley, who is with the Macon Bibb County Convention and Visitors Bureau. And she's a communication specialist there, and she specializes in, like, all the social media things. So she's a real sharp lady and a very, very good hostess and tour guide showing me around the city. So I had a great opportunity to see lots of things and learn more about Macon. So I asked her if she would come on the show and share some of those things with us here on WDUN, on Travel Bags with Anita. So I have her on the phone. Valerie?
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to telling people about Macon and just letting everybody know what we have going on.
Well, you know, welcome to the show again, and just glad to have you here. Because, like I said, you were such a great tour guide. So you showed me all these wonderful things. So now I want you to share those things also with our listeners. Because when I think of Macon, I really see it as sort of the heart and soul of Georgia. I mean, it's the central part of Georgia. And there's a lot of really great history there. And then when you think about all the music that has come from people who are from Macon or somehow have touched Macon in some way, I mean, it's just a great story to tell there. So tell us a little bit, maybe start with the history of Macon. What's the history of Macon?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, before Macon officially became Macon, our history dates back to thousands of years when the Creek Indians lived here. And actually, Okmulgee National Monument, which I'll talk about a little bit later, our most visited attraction, shows off the history and tells the story of that time here in Macon. But we, like you said, we are in the center of the state. And we have a rich music history, rich art history, and also culture here in Macon. Our music history, a lot of people may not be aware, but we are the home to Otis Redding, Little Richard, the Allman Brothers Band. We also, you know, kind of became a hub for Southern rock during that time. And also, just kind of more recently, we have people here who call Macon home, like people like Jason Aldean from the architectural aspect of it. We have over 5,000 structures on the National Historic Registry. So if you are really into that, come here to Macon. You will see different styles of homes and structures. And then, again, we are just known as the Song of Soul of the South. And so we try to do a good job of telling our story of the music history. And then let's not forget our year-round festivals that we have. And one of those, our biggest, we have that has just started. It started on yesterday. The International Cherry Blossom Festival.
Well, I want to definitely get back to the Cherry Blossom Festival, but I do want to ask you one quick question going back a little bit about the history, because that Cherry Blossom Festival, I mean, I'm just always so excited to hear when that starts. But tell us a little bit more then about maybe the Hay House, because one of the things I found so interesting were all of the historic homes there. And the Hay House, you took me by there, and I was just not believing what I was seeing.
Yes, the Hay House is actually, we refer to it as the Palace of the South, and it actually was featured several years ago on A&E's American Castles. It is a seven-story, beautiful mansion that really, when it was built, was ahead of its time with the technological features that were put in place in the home during the around the early 1900s when it was built. So it is definitely a sight to behold. We feature it a lot in our marketing and getting people to come here to Macon. But, yes, the Hay House is an absolute treasure.
And that Cannonball House, too, is really interesting, too.
Yes, the Cannonball House, it is has a neat story, and it revolves around the Civil War. A lot of people don't know in Sherman's march to the sea from Atlanta, he bypassed Macon. So we really, as far as structural damage, did not have any of that happen in Macon. However, the story with the Cannonball House is that during one battle that was over near what is now Okmulgee National Monument, one of the cannons shot over, Hotchkiss shells shot over to the Cannonball House and hit the column and landed on the steps of the Cannonball House. So it is the only structure in Macon that was damaged during the Civil War. So that makes it a very unique story when we tell people about the Cannonball House, and actually when people are able to go and see the Cannonball House, they're able to see a replica of that cannonball at the house.
Yeah, we actually got a chance to see that. And just so the listeners know, I actually got a chance to hold that.
And you did. I got a great picture of you, Anita, holding the Hotchkiss shell. So really was fun.
You'll have to post that on Facebook so the listeners can see, you know, how strong I am. Because certainly everyone is realizing that those things are super heavy, right? Well, not too heavy. Not too happy if I could hold it. But that's great. That's great. Now, we're going to have to take a break in just a few minutes. And when we come back, I definitely want you to talk a little bit about the Okmulgee National Monument, because that really does capture that early history, as you mentioned. And I think, you know, people would be very interested to hear really kind of what that lifestyle and everything was like for the Native Americans at that time. Now,
sure,
I was showing
you.
Oh, great, great, great. So we'll be back in just a moment with that. But our show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. They are luxury vacation rentals on the Georgia coast. And that's where you go all the time, Doc Bill, down to Sapelo. Anything going on right now in Sapelo?
Spring has already been down there. It's getting warmer and warmer as the weather goes along. Beautiful beaches, great seafood, great shrimp. Shrimping season opens near the end of April, but within the next 2 weeks, we should have Georgia soft shell crabs, which are incredible.
Mm. So any website for that?
You can go to Sapelo Island Birdhouse at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. You can look at our website and see some great Georgia soft shell crabs.
Mm, yummy, yummy. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Back in a few minutes.